but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
BFFT. From the PacWest Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
I thought Oregon had a really good basketball season last year, and it was the kind of season that sets up nicely for the Ducks this upcoming basketball season to take a big step forward. In the middle of this, of course, Jackson Shellstad, star guard, former Westland High School standout. We'll talk to him coming up here in a moment about the upcoming season. He's got a basketball camp going on. Coming up on July 19th, Saturday, July 19th, here in West Lynn, Oregon, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you're interested in this, you can go to pfsports.net and check out the Jackson Shellstad camp information. I will also tweet out from the 750thegame.com Twitter account. I'll tweet out the details. But basketball camp going on. You get a free shirt. You get an autographed photo of Jackson. Individual photo with Jackson. You get some basketball instruction. You get some fun. And joining us now on the hotline, Jackson Shellstad. Did you go to a youth basketball camp when you were a kid?
Oh, yes, sir. Of course I did. Westland is known for their youth camps. So every summer I used to look forward to being at those camps and being around all the older guys, learning stuff from them and Coach Buchla, who was actually coaching at the time. So I just... to be able to kind of do my own camp now at Westland is something I'm really looking forward to.
Did you, at any point when you were younger, did you think, hey, maybe someday I'll have my own camp, or was that so far in the future you don't even think about it?
Honestly, I never really had any kind of thoughts like that. I just was in the moment. I was always so excited to be there and be with my friends and the older guys, just learning from them. And now just being in this moment and being able to have my own camp there is just a dream come true for sure.
I'll give some more details about the camp coming up. But Jackson, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing this summer. What have you been doing? Anything fun, anything away from basketball that's going on in your life?
Yeah, we had a little break after our school year ended, and I went to California and New York for a couple weeks. Was just hanging out there. Was at my sister's graduation in New York, just spending time with her and my family. And then, honestly, we kind of just got right back to it a couple weeks ago in Eugene with practices and workouts, stuff like that. So the last 3 weeks, I'd say, yeah, we started about 3 weeks ago. I've been in Eugene with practices going on.
You decided to come back for another year. You made that decision pretty early. Was that a easy decision for you, or was there something that at the end of last year you said, hey, I'm coming back, and this is kind of where my mind is? What were you thinking?
Yeah, you know, I just had to think about it and spend some time with my family talking about the future. Just, you know, if I came back to school, though, definitely was always going to be Oregon. So, you know, that's home for me, and I love playing for University of Oregon and Coach Altman. And, you know, I just think we had a great team coming in this year with some transfers and guys coming back. So I think, you know, this is a good opportunity for us to do some big things this season.
I know people are looking at the roster now and they're seeing 10 guys and they're going, okay, there's some room there. How much you know, transition, or how much change, and how good is that flexibility feel when you know you got a couple of roster spots that might be available for guys that are coming in?
Yeah, you know, we're all aware of that, and, you know, we trust our coaches that they're going to fill those spots. I think they're kind of been busy recruiting some guys recently. I think we have a really good core group right now, guys to work around, so I just think they're going to do a good job filling in what we need the most right now. But, you know, I trust them, and I know the other guys do as well, so I think they're going to put a good team together.
Jackson Shellstad, University of Oregon basketball player with us. He's got a camp coming up on July 19th. I am tweeting out information for this camp at the 750 The Game Twitter account. You can find it at pfsports.net as well. Jackson, what's left for you in college? Is, you know, when you think about coming back, what are those things that are on the short list of accomplishments that you want to chase?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I want to do whatever I can to help the program win, help my team win. You know, I'm a win first kind of guy, and I don't really look too much into the singular individual accolades. You know, just I want to go to the tournament every year and, you know, make it past the second round. You know, the last 2 years we've got bounced in the second round, so just getting past that, you know, that situation, something we'll really try to work for this season. And, you know, I think we have the guys to do it, so just got to trust our coaches and play together. I think we can do a pretty good job.
The you know, I've seen commercials with you on it. I've seen commercials with Mom. I've seen, you know, you're more visible probably in this era of NIL. Things have changed. But I think back to guys like Luke Ridenour or even Peyton Pritchard, who you know well. They weren't as out there as you are now. What does that feel like to you to be kind of a college kid who's in this changing era of marketing and branding?
Yeah, I'm just grateful to be in this situation and have opportunities like that with NIL and play nowadays. And, you know, I think it's been something that should have been in play for a while now. I just think athletes have been kind of deserving of this. But, you know, I just do what I can and try to put my name out there in the right situations, promote the things that I'd want to promote, and, you know, just whatever comes my way, just take what I want to put out there, you know, just and trust the people around me, just kind of do whatever I can to make myself show people what I want to promote, basically.
I think it was an AT&T Mother's Day commercial, you and Mom on the Mother's Day commercial. What was that shoot like when you went to do that?
Oh, that was pretty cool. We actually did that in our house. And it was awesome just having my family be involved. I also did a shoot with my dad for Marriott Hotels. And, you know, just getting them involved is really cool because they've been a huge, they've been, you know, huge for me in my journey. I couldn't ask for a better support system. So, you know, just having them be able to come along with me and actually be, like, in some of my NIL posting and stuff like that is really cool to me.
You got to do a commercial. I think it was Chips Ahoy with Juju Watkins and you know, some other players too. But I feel like you're getting networking with players in, you know, women's basketball and other sports maybe that athletes didn't get before. Did you get to spend time with Juju, or how does that work?
Yeah, that was just a couple hours. It was just a photo shoot. You know, me and Juju have been around each other few times before that, though. We've worked out a little bit with each other in LA before that, but yeah, I mean, that was a really cool experience, just being around someone that caliber. And just you know, whenever I get to be around her, it's just cool, kind of pick her brain about basketball and stuff like that. You know, she's one of my favorite players, so it was a cool experience for sure.
When we have Dana Altman on this show, we get folksy Dana Altman, aw shucks, talking about this, talking about that, and he's got that kind of measured voice. But I see him on the sideline and the bench. I see a very animated, emotional guy who cares deeply. What is Dana Altman like to play for?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Altman's really competitive. You know, I think he's a very calm guy off the court if you get to know him, but you know, once game time starts and practice, all that, you know, he's competitive and he wants to win. And, you know, that's why I love playing for him, because I know he really just wants the best out of us. And, you know, he's going to push us, and we don't take it personal when he's out there yelling at us, stuff like that during the game. Because, I mean, he tells us what we need to hear, so we trust him.
Early on your freshman year, I had him on and I said, you know, I was talking about you and I was kind of giving you a lot of credit and talking about how good you were playing early on. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, he's got work to do. So it was kind of that voice of, like, you know, a coach telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Was that easy for you to take, or how is taking instruction from Dana Altman?
Yeah, I mean, I like being pushed, and, you know, I honestly like being coached that kind of way. I don't want somebody who's going to tell me everything I want to hear. So, you know, him just always keeping me in check and telling me I need to get better at a lot of things is what's made me a better player throughout college. You know, that's why I trust him and why I want to be at Oregon, because I know he's going to stay on me no matter what I do or how good I'm playing. He's always wants me to keep getting better.
I've obviously seen you on the court. I've seen you away from the court when, you know, you're walking down the street and you get a kid who comes up to you and wants to take a picture with you. And I've seen you stop and give that time to people. And why is that important to you when you get, you know, little kids in your hometown who come up and say, hey, you know, they give you a fist bump or they want to get a picture with you?
Yeah, because I was one of those kids when I was younger a few years ago, and I used to always be super excited just to be around the older players that I looked up to, college players, stuff like that. So, you know, it's not very hard to go out your way and make someone's day, take a picture with them, sign an autograph, whatever it is, just so showing you recognize them, stuff like that, you know, something that went a long way for me when I was younger.
Peyton Pritchard, one of those guys, obviously, but you get asked about that a lot. Does the comparison with you and Peyton bother you? You take it as a compliment. You know, you guys are different, much different players, but, you know, how do you handle that?
Yeah, you know, it never bothers me. I mean, being compared to Peyton is, I mean, there's not many guys I think a player would rather be compared to if you know how hard Peyton works. Because, I mean, he's by far the hardest worker I've ever been around. So, you know, having just that comparison is cool to me. And I've always looked up to him. He's always, you know, had my back and been in my corner. So, you know, I have all the respect for him. And, you know, I also want to do my own thing, pave my own way, be my own kind of player. But, you know, it's always cool just being two guys from West Lynn who played at Oregon, you know, just kind of having that same path.
Also, you know, he stayed, right? And he was one of these players who stayed, you know, multiple years, played all of his seasons at Oregon, and, you know, got to the NBA. I don't think anybody who watched him in high school or college is surprised he's having success there now. You have also stayed in one place. You said, hey, if I was coming back, it was Oregon. There was never a doubt. Did you know that, or do you know that because you watched Peyton do it and you saw the value of continuity, or are you just loyal in that way by itself?
No, I mean, honestly, it's just kind of been my journey, and I've done what I feel like has been most comfortable and for me, and I know he feels the same way, and I've just had my parents and family support, and, I mean, being at Oregon and going to Oregon out of high school was just felt natural to me. Whether Peyton was there or not, it just was the spot I wanted to play at.
Pure Focus Sports website has the Jackson Shellstead basketball camp information. I have tweeted out a link. It's on his socials as well. This camp is coming up. It is a week from Saturday at West Lynn High School. You get some coaching from Jackson. You get a photograph with Jackson. You get some FaceTime with him, and also a lot of good basketball. Now, what kind of coaching are you going to give? You're gonna get out there, and you're gonna do some fundamental drills.
For sure, I'll be out there. We'll be doing a lot of skill work, ball handling, shooting drills, everything like that. And I'm really excited to just get out there and work with the kids, teach them things, answer their questions, whatever they want to hear from me. You know, just I'm excited to work with them and see the kids who come through and ready to hoop for sure.
Jackson, really appreciate your time, and good luck to you. Nate Biddle coming back too. Like you guys are, you're getting the band back together. It has to feel good. Like down the stretch last year, you know, right around that Wisconsin game on the road, goes into the overtime. You know, big game between you and Biddle. That's when I started to go like, gosh, if these guys come back, this could be something. I know you can't afford to think that far in the future, but did you talk to Nate at the end of the year and go, what are you going to do? Or did you guys just kind of know?
No, for sure. You know, we had conversations. You know, Nate was thinking about the drafts. He worked out for some teams and did the process, everything like that. And, you know, me, him, and KJ had a lot of talks after the season. And, you know, us three ultimately really just thought we'd have a really good team if we came back and play together for another season, because, you know, we feel like that's a really good core right there. So, you know, just having us three is a good experience. And then with the new guys coming in and our other returners, I feel like we can be leaders and guys who have been in this position before in the tournament, everything like that. So you know, we feel like we got good leadership with us three right there for sure.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament games, I was there covering them. Like, every possession feels like it matters. You guys are going to get a chance next season to, I think, make a lot of noise. Jackson, thank you, man. I'll see you around, and good luck with the camp week from Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There he goes. Jackson Schjelstad. Look, I said this about Peyton Pritchard, and I don't want to get too much into that. Oh, Schjelstad, Pritchard, look at the comparisons. They both grew up in Westland. They both went to Westland High School. They both won state championships. Plural. They both go to Oregon. They both play multiple seasons. You know, it's very easy to make the comparisons between these two players. They're very different players. And Jackson Schjelstad, best player on the floor most games last season, has a chance this season coming back, I think, to take another step forward. If he does that, I think he's, you know, the gateway to the NBA is there for him. I said it with Pritchard, and people doubted it and said, oh, no. And I said, no, you don't understand. The kid's a winner. He wins. That's what he does. Schjelstad's the same way. I think it's really interesting to study the continuity that players, like core players like Nate Biddle, Jackson Schjelstad, the continuity that those guys have in coming back for multiple seasons at the same school. I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find players like Peyton Pritchard, who played 4 years at the same school, never transferred. By the way, 4 years at the same high school, 4 years at the same college. Jackson Schjelstad, 4 years at the same high school, 4 years at the same college. I think you're seeing something with these two guys that you don't traditionally see in today's college game. I can't even find, when I look around college basketball, players who stayed at one school in high school. It's a rarity to see a player like Jackson Schjelstad or a Peyton Pritchard. It speaks volumes about sort of their commitment and their understanding about what the situation they're in and how good it is. Awfully tempting with the transfer portal in college basketball to go grass is greener, jump in the portal, go somewhere else. You start over with a new coaching staff. You might make some extra money. Oh gosh, it feels good to get recruited again. But Schjelstad, like Peyton Pritchard, you know, if you want to make comparisons, has been loyal to his soil. High school, college, same state, never wavered, seeing it through all the way. There's value in that, and I think Pritchard's last season, we saw it in college. I tweeted out near the end of his college basketball season, he's going to be a great pro, he's going to stick in the league, he's going to play a long time, and this is going to be, he's an NBA player. And I got a bunch of noise from people, a bunch of mentions from people saying, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, you're biased, you grow up watching the kid, I feel the same way about Jackson Schjelstad. I think he's going to take another step forward next season. I'm glad he stayed at Oregon in college. There's money to be made there. There's opportunity. And beyond that, like, you know, we had him on the show when he was a high school freshman. Okay. Schjelstad came on as a high school freshman. We talked to him like Pritchard. We talked to him. And, you know, the interview we just did with him, far better than the interviews we originally did back in the day with Jackson Schjelstad. Just light years better. He's just grown up. He's matured. We've watched it before our very eyes. So really cool stuff, and love having him on. If you want information on that camp, I've tweeted it from the 750 The Game Twitter account. It's also on Jackson Schjelstad's Twitter account. There's some room left in that basketball camp if you're interested. I wrote, by the way, today at johnconzano.com about the rodeo. I said I was getting into the rodeo. I just didn't know I was getting into it next day. Steve, I got to tell you a quick story. Jesse Brown, rodeo champion, who barnstorms around North America as part of this steer wrestling crew, former Washington State walk-on quarterback. I reached out to Jesse Brown. I slipped into his DM, so to speak. I sent him a quick Instagram message from my account, saying, hey, I want to talk to you about a column I want to write about, you know, you making the leap from college football to the rodeo circuit. By the way, he's the number two ranked steer wrestler in the world. And if you don't know steer wrestling or bulldogging, it goes back to the bullfights of ancient Greece, where the competitors would ride a horse and then jump off the horse with nothing but their bare hands and wrestle the steer to the ground. At the rodeo, they let the steer out of the spring-loaded chute, and then, you know, the bulldogger leaps off her horse at full speed, grabs the steer by the horns, turns the animal's head, rips it to the ground, and then gets it to lie on its flank with all 4 feet pointed in the same direction, and then the clock stops. So a good, really good time could be like 4 seconds, 5 seconds. Jesse Brown, number 2 in the country in this sport, had a time of 2.9 seconds in San Antonio recently, okay? So I messaged the kid, he's 32. I messaged this guy, and I think I'm going to hear back from like his publicist or the PR person for the rodeo or whatnot. Steven, within 2 minutes, my phone rang. It was Jesse Brown. He's like, I'm out here in Calgary. I said, what are you doing? He said, I ain't doing nothing but sitting out here watching two of our horses on the green grass getting something to eat. So I wrote about it at johnconzano.com. I'm getting into the rodeo a little bit. So kind of cool, though. The access to the athletes, I think, is really different. It's very easy to get these rodeo guys on the phone, and I think it's fun to tell stories about them. By the way, Gary in Oregon City's holding. Gary, you want to talk about the rodeo? What's up?
You betcha. John, I've sent news to you about rodeo, and I'm involved with it out at Canby Rodeo.
Okay.
And which is in conjunction with the Clackamas County Fair. But the cowboy culture, and that is real and it's honest, and you can see that in the sportsmanship, their faith, and community working together. Those athletes, both human and animal, work with one another. Not only do the competitors share horses and traveling and that sort of thing, but there's just that sense of groupness and honesty that's out there that really sets it apart, I think, from other sports. And the other thing, too, is they're not making the money that the basketball and football and baseball players are making. It's really a tough sport.
Tough sport, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of the rodeo athletes working together, traveling, barnstorming around, going to different events. Certainly that circuit is a lot of fun. And John Branch wrote a book called The Last Cowboys. I highly recommend it for people who are interested in the rodeo. Leave it here. The BFT jury is coming up.